Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you today?
I just had this phone call from eBay. I haven't bought anything off of eBay.
Okay. Upon checking, I can see that, madam, there is a purchase of a Google Play gift card for $299. Did you authorize this transaction?
Can you tell me what it's for?
It is for Google Play gift card.
It declined that. I didn't order anything.
Then let me tell you, ma'am, then definitely it's a fraudulent charge. I have just located the IP, and the IP address is showing me California, U.S. I do believe you live in Australia, madam.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So what is happening, some people from overseas, they are misusing your information. So I do believe you want to cancel this purchase and as well as block those courses.
Yes, thank you. Internet.
For that, there is an online procedure, ma'am, I can see from my server. So what kind of cell phone are you using? Are you using an iPhone or are you using Android?
Android.
Can you put me on speaker on this phone so that I can help you out?
Hang on a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes. Did you put me on speaker?
Yes, you're on speaker.
Now go back to your home screen where you can see all your apps. Go back to your home screen. Now there will be an app. Sorry?
I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to download apps and stuff. But how do I go on to home?
Okay, I understand it. I will help you out. Can you try to swipe the page from bottom to top, or at the bottom there will be a circle icon, small circle, not the red one. Just below the red one there will be a small circle type.
Can't see any.
Sorry?
I can't see any red circle, only the one that says phone. So what, do I have to go into something like,
okay. Can you go back to that page where you can see all your apps? Like camera, photos, gallery, all that apps where you can see that.
Yes, I can.
Yes, go back to that page. Now, between all the apps, there will be an app which says Play Store. Could you please find it out? It says Play Store.
Yes, found that.
Open it up.
Yes, got that.
Now, at the very top, do you see search option, the search for apps and games?
Yes.
Touch on that.
Yes, got it.
Now type over there A as in apple, the letter A.
A?
Yes,
yeah.
N as in November, N.
N?
Yes. Y as in yellow, Y.
Yeah.
D as in David, D.
Yeah.
Do you see any option comes up which says any desk?
Yeah, any desk, yeah.
Okay, just click on that one. Now through this you will be getting the cancellation ID of the charge. So do you see install option on that any desk? Install?
Yeah, install, yeah.
Yes, click on that one.
Alright.
Now wait, when you see the open, let me know. When you see the open options comes up, let me know.
Okay. Okay, nothing at this stage, just install, still install. Do you want me to type install again?
Yeah, do you say install?
Yeah.
Click on install.
Right, done. Right, it's doing a thing.
Okay.
Right, it says complete account setup.
Yeah, do you see any option that says next or continue or anything like that?
Yeah, continue, yeah.
Let's click on continue. Then after doing the click on continue, what comes up?
It comes up, it says skip, or it says add credit or debit card, add PayPal, redeem code.
Click on skip.
Skip, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Now do you see it is going round and round?
Yeah, it's going round and round.
Yes. Now, when you see the open option, do let me know, okay, madam?
Okay. Oh, yeah. My grandson was playing with my... Oh, there we go. It says cancel.
Okay, not open. A problem. Yeah, click on open.
All right.
Now, whatever option you're seeing, let me know.
Okay, it says privacy statement.
Click on okay. Click on okay.
All right. And then it's come up with cancel. Do not show this again.
Yeah, what is written over there at the top?
At the top, it's for control of device remotely.
Cancel. Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
All right, done that.
Now what can you see?
Sustain tutorial. You can abort the tutorial
by touching. Now listen to me carefully. You need to touch on the blinking areas where it is blinking again and again. You need to touch. It will change every time. You need to touch on the blinking areas. And when you see a number comes up, when you see a number comes up, do let me know.
All right. It's saying here you can see if connection to a desktop network.
Click on the blinking area. Click on the blinking area.
Okay, what's the number? Right, do you want it?
Yes.
Okay, 493.
Uh-huh.
660.
Uh-huh.
996.
996. Okay. Now, is it still blinking or the blinking is gone?
No, it's still blinking.
Click on the blinking.
Okay.
Now, when the blinking is gone, do let me know.
Still blinking.
Click on the blinking.
Okay. Oh, still blinking.
Click on the blinking once again.
What's come up is a huge, big blinking.
Click on that one.
Okay, it's all stopped.
Now, just below the number, do you see any option that says set password? Set password?
No, it just says, oh yeah, password, yeah.
Click on that one.
Okay.
Now, you need to little bit go down, little bit scroll down, not more, little bit. There will be an option that says permission profiles. Do you see any option that says permission profiles?
Hang on, I'm too far, I think.
Yes, click on that. Now, do you see the third option, full access? Click on full access.
Yes, done that.
Now, do you see third option, enable unattended access? Click on that one.
Yep.
Now, it will be asked for a password, that's correct?
Yes, it does.
Now, the password will be all in lowercase, no uppercase. It will be eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay.
Okay, E-B-E-Y?
E-B-A-Y,
oh,
A.
Okay, hang on, E-B-A-Y, yeah.
7890.
7890, yeah.
Click on OK.
Okay.
Now, from the security server of eBay, you will receive a security warning for canceling this purchase. If you see the security warning comes up, do let me know, okay?
Yeah, come up.
Now click on Start Now. You will see an option called Start Now. Click on that.
Yeah, got that.
Click on Start
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you see an option which says Close? Click on the Close option.
Close, yeah. Jacob, shush.
Your grandchildren are really...
Sister, I have a grandson. He was playing with my phone. I reckon he's done something.
Okay. Do not give him the phone right now. I'm trying to help.
No, it's just TikTok. Certainly not.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, at the left top corner, do you see an arrow pointing backwards? Do you see an arrow pointing backwards at the left top
security
corner? Yes, click on that one.
Okay.
Go back. Do you see eBay security server is now connected? So go back to your home screen where you can see all your icons, all your apps.
So how do I do that? Just
swipe the page from bottom to top.
Oh yeah, I've done that.
Okay. Now again, open up the Play Store.
Play Store. Okay. Right. Yep.
Now Now, do you see the option, the red color, AnyDex plugin 81?
Yeah, I've got that.
Click on that one, the first one.
The first one, yeah, done that, okay.
Click on install.
Install, yeah.
Now just hold for a moment.
Yeah, doing it fine.
Okay, not a problem. Now go back to your home screen, swipe the page from bottom to top.
Okay.
And open up the settings. Click on the settings.
Yep, okay, come back.
Now go down, go down.
Yep.
There will be option which says accessibility. Click on the accessibility.
Accessibility, yep, done that, yep.
Now do you see the first option, AnyDex? Click on that AnyDex.
AnyDex, yeah. Okay,
you need to make it turn on, make it turn on. Click on that turn on option.
Allow. Yep, done that.
Click on that second one, allow as well. Just below there is the off, you need to click on the second one as well. AnyDex Control Service 81. Click on OK.
Use the icon, okay.
Now do you see, now you need to swipe the page from bottom to top once again.
Yes, done that.
Now there is the app which says AnyDex on your cell phone, open it up. Which says AnyDex.
Is that in the Play Store?
No, no, not in the Play Store, on your regular app. Swipe the page right to left. Swipe the page right to left.
Not allowing me to do it. Oh, yeah, I found it. AnyDex.
Click on that one.
Okay.
Now click on cancel.
Yes, I've done that.
Now do not do anything. Now if you see the start now option, once again click on start now. Just hold for a moment. If you see start now option coming up, once again click on that.
Yeah, all good, yeah.
Now you need to swipe up the page from bottom to top. Try to swipe up the page from bottom to top.
I've done that.
Now you need to open up the Google Chrome. First we have to check that your IP is secured or not right now. Open up the Google Chrome.
Yes, I'm there.
Where it is written google.com, click on that.
Yep.
Now type over there, M as in Mary, M.
M, yeah.
Y as in yellow, Y.
Yeah.
Give a space.
Hang on a minute. Alright, sorry.
Understand, not a problem. Give a space.
Space, yeah.
Then number one.
One, yeah.
Then do you see the third option comes up? This says my 1P address location. Do you see
that? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Click on that one.
Okay.
Now after that, the first option comes up, which is what is my IP location? Find out here. Click on that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you see what is my IP location? Find out here, NordVPN. Do you see that? Top, and the blue color, top.
Oh, yeah.
Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now, right now, the IP will be showing you, correct me if I am wrong, it will be 49.178.88.118. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you see a cross sign over there, a cross, left top corner cross?
Yes.
Click on the X.
Done that.
Now, at the top, do you see your status? What is it showing you, protected or unprotected?
Unprotected.
Yes. What is happening, ma'am? You can see that those fraudulent persons are misusing your information and they are doing that. So right now, what you need to do, you need to simply check your emails. Could you please check your emails?
Where do I do that? How do I do that?
Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Okay.
Now, log into your email. Check your email.
I don't use my phone for emails.
Okay, you don't use your emails. Do you use emails? Okay,
no.
Not a problem. Now, what you need to do, no need to worry, we will help you to put the security on your email right now because your email is being already used. Now, you need to check your statement as well, your bank statement. If you see a suspicious transaction on your banking statement, do let me know, okay? I'm on the line. Check your statement.
You really want me to go into my bank?
Yes. Check your statement. And if you see a single dollar transaction which is unknown to you, do let me know so that I can put a on hold on that account.
Nah, it's all good.
Check all your transactions.
Yeah, no, they're all fine. They're all in front of me, and I can see the statement is fine.
It's fine. Everything is. You can see.
Yeah, I can see. They're all in front of me, and nothing has been taken from my account.
No, no. Right now, those fraudulent persons have got into your account. I do believe you. Are you checking the People's Choice Bank account?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And did you check the statement?
Yeah, they were fine. It's staring me in the face.
Okay, not a problem. Then minimize this page. Minimize that page. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, now we have just got the information that those fraudulent persons have got into your People's Choice account as well, and they are trying to use it. So right now we have put the order on hold. So we have to put the security on your eBay account. Do you want your eBay account back or not? Or we can block it?
No, I block it because I don't use eBay.
Okay, so we are going to put the security on your email address and your People's Choice account as well, okay? Because they are trying to use both the information. So just hold for a moment. Let me talk with my supervisor. So what type of security we are going to put? What is the best for you? Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Hello. Yeah. Where's your lunch? Got cheese.
And do you use any debit card from your People's Choice Bank? That's correct?
No. Oh, yeah, but it's very rarely.
Okay.
I only use it for statement. I go to the machine if I need money.
Okay. So you use your debit card for cash withdrawal. That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you use it on the local stores for buying groceries or anything like that?
Yeah, groceries and stuff.
Okay, now I have just talked with my supervisor, and my supervisor will directly help you out to put the security, what is best for you right now, on your email address and your People's Choice account. So you need to just cooperate with him. I'm just going to transfer this call to him, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cheese. Sausage.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for getting connected with the National Security Server. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Who's trying to ring me? Somebody.
Don't receive any phone calls for now because you are connected to the security network. Now, your call has been transferred to the National Crime Agency. Now, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No.
Okay. Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for government and we work under Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities, all the fraudulent transactions, whatever is happening in all over the country. Okay? Now, as because through your bank account, there are lots of fraudulent activities and lots of fraudulent charges which has been going on. Now, that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency.
Can I ask you one question? Can you tell me who the Prime Minister of Australia is?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me who the Prime Minister of Australia is?
Like, is it necessary? Like,
yeah, it's necessary. I need to know if you know who the Prime Minister of Australia is.
Everyone knows that.
No, I need you to tell me who it is.
It's Anthony Albanese.
Who?
Anthony Albanese.
It's not Albanese at all.
It's Anthony Albanese.
Right, thank you for that. Well, I'm just worried that this is a fraudulent phone call.
Everyone, if you will supposed to ask the hackers as well, they can able to, you know, give you this information that everyone knows that who is the Prime Minister of Australia.
Well, go ahead then. Secure my phone.
Yeah, now it's not about only your phone, all right, because somebody else is using your personal details and your information for doing some sort of cyber fraud activities.
Right.
So that is the reason why your case has been registered to us, because you have already mentioned to the eBay department that you haven't made any sort of transaction that they have mentioned, correct?
That's right. I've never used eBay.
Now the question arrives here, if you haven't done this, then who is doing this in behalf of you? There might be somebody else who have got your information and who have got your details, and they are doing this in behalf of you. So that's what we have to suspect, that we have suspected that there are some person from overseas countries who have been connected with your internet connection, and they are misusing with your details. Now, have you authorized anyone to use your internet connection outside of Australia?
No.
Or have you shared any of your card details to anybody before?
No.
Okay, because as we can see over here that there are several people from overseas countries like China, Nigeria, they have been connected with your IP address, and they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that.
Okay.
So we need to go ahead and we need to find it out, the hacker, that person who are trying to compromise into your details.
Yeah, all good.
Now, first of all, we have suspected that they are keep targeted on your Club 55 account from the People's Choice, whoever is trying to compromise into your details. Okay. It's from your Club 55 account, the account number ending with 8509.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, from this account, the charges which has been tried to be made and attempted. Now, as I can see that, we got disconnected. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just open up your AnyDesk application from your mobile phone?
Any what, sorry?
AnyDesk application, AnyDesk.
No, I can't find it.
Like, swipe up your screen from right down or on the left-hand side. There should be an AnyDesk application.
Color
icon.
Yep.
Open up the application.
So press OK.
All right. Now, can you see on your screen anything came up like start now?
No, it just says accessibility.
All right, can it just start now?
No.
Okay, look at the top. Can you see a left-hand side arrow pointing leftwards on the top?
No, it just says accessibility. Let me go back in. Start now, found it. Yeah, found it.
Now, can you see that you are connected to the NCA department at this point of time?
Yeah. NCSC department.
Yeah, Now swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
Yeah, all done.
All right. Now, could you just tell me, on your people choice, the account number that I have mentioned, is it like registered with your debit card?
Now what? Sorry?
Like, is this your 55 account number ending with 8509 is attached with your debit card?
No.
Which one? Which account?